Good evening. Welcome everyone to ShareInJoinMe.com. I want to thank Jake Weinman for the opportunity to participate in this wonderful community of people come together every night to learn Hashem's Torah. It is a tremendous zechus, and I'm very grateful to Jake for the opportunity and to all of the very distinguished listeners. I want to thank, of course, Eli Neiman for helping me out, Rabbi Maievsky for his encouragement, and thank Midscreen for posting the share, and all the other people behind the scenes who do all the hard technical work. Likewise, we always begin by thanking our sponsor for dedicating the share L'Zecher U'L'Ili Lishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May this neshama have an aliyah, and may the learning be for his benefit. This week is Parashat Chayei Sarah. Chayei Sarah is a beautiful parasha that deals with a fair topic. Fair topic in the beginning of the parasha is the Petira of Sarah Imenu. Sarah Imenu passed away. Truth is, Sarah Imenu, she passed away in between Parashat Chayei Sarah and the end of Parashat Vayera. Rashi tells us in the beginning of the parasha that when Sarah heard that Yitzchak was taken to the Akedah, and Kemat Shalom Nishchata, he came that close to leaving this world from this report, Sarah Imenu passed away. Not so clear in many Perushim as to what this means exactly, but the Rashi makes it very clear that Sarah Imenu, she passed away from this report. I'll read the words of Rashi, V'nismecha Nisa Sarah L'Akeda, Yitzchak M'fisha Alidei B'Sairas L'Akeda. Her son was Mizdamein, was prepared for Shrita. V'chim'at Shaloi Nishrat, Horcho Nishmasa Dinen, Omeis. I think the word Shemizdamein is an interesting word. Shemizdamein, her child was prepared. The word Mizdamein means to prepare. Let's just put a place mark on that word for a moment. Second topic is a very enjoyable topic, the topic of shiduchim, marriage. Well, elaborates to a very, very great degree as to the story, how Yitzchak, how he was married, how it was selected for him, Rivka. Avraham sends on the mission his servant, his loyal servant Eliezer, and has to make a shavua to take from his family, Aram Naharayim. Now we all know the story, he comes to the well and he's in the salon, and Hashem answers his tefillah in record time, and there is this young woman, Rivka, she is gracious, she is kind, and everything goes according to plan, and miraculously he selects her, and he takes her back home, and they live happily ever after, or so we think. And it's quite a parasha. The question is, what does the beginning of the parasha have to do with the second part of the parasha? What does Nisas Sarah, the death of Sarah, have to do with the story of Shiduchim Vizivugim? Why are these two juxtaposed? Now, of course, you know, there are simple answers. Some will tell you that the reason why we marry is because we don't live forever. It's necessary to have children, an acknowledgement of our mortality. When we dwell upon death, even the greatest of the great don't live forever. Sarah Imenu lived 127 years, and Kulam Shalom L'Toiva, and was meant to be. There's many people, Mamari Chazal, but when we reflect upon the difficulty and the reality of death, it reminds us the need to have children and to produce offspring to carry on the legacy of Klal Yisrael, to serve Hashem in a most dignified and great way through future generations. That's the simple interpretation. There are certainly many, many more interpretations, but I want to suggest something very simple based upon an observation that someone who I learned with in the morning, his name is Dr. Eliezer Liederfriend. He is a very great, holy person who deals with the death. He's a mentor, a teacher, a person who has great expertise in dealing with the community of those who unfortunately are
the deaf, hard of hearing. And he made a very interesting observation in our learning session where we all think that the big parasha of Shaduchim is the parasha of Chayei Sarah, where Avraham sends off Eliezer to find the Shidduch, a Zivuk for Yitzchak. But the truth is, it's not the first parasha where we find a person getting married in the framework of a Shidduch. When I say a Shidduch, obviously the Bereshis, Adam and Chava got married. Obviously we have Avraham got married, Yitzchak. But the Torah presents it as a matter of fact. These people were married, they had children. But the very first time we find someone actually selecting a zivuk for their child is last week in Parshas Vayera. And that is in reference to Hagar. After Sarah said to Avraham Avinu that Yishmael must be removed, dismissed from his home, Ki lo yirash es ben homo hazos im bini im Yitzhak. And although it was difficult for Avraham to accept, Hashem said to Avraham, Kol asher tam asara shmabiku laki v'yitzak yikol chazara, Avraham accepted, acquiesced, and dismissed Hagar and their child, Yishmael. It says, we know the whole story, he almost died from dehydration, and it was a miracle, Yishmael came as kol hanar, Hagar opened up her eyes, she saw the Aramayim. And after everything was said and done, it says that Yishmael lived, he went to the Midbar, he was a Reve Kashos, an archer. And then it says, Vayikach lo imay isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Torah is telling us something very important here. Torah doesn't tell us details, doesn't tell us things for no reason. There's an enormous amount of things that the Torah did not tell us. Enormous. Fill up a million libraries of all the things that the Torah did not tell us. But yet it did tell us that Vayikach loy imoy isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hagar selected a zivuk for her child, Yishmael. This is possibly the first time we find in the Torah where the Torah goes out of its way to impress upon us that there is a person who is in what we call today's language, in the parsha of Shiduchim, and there was another person, in this particular case, his mother, who was selected, who viewed herself, her role as being the one to select, to see to that her son gets married, and she personally selected a woman, a girl, to serve the role of her son's wife. There must have been many candidates. And it says in the Pasuk very clearly that it was his mother who decided which was the proper candidate. Vayikach lo imoy, his mother took an isha, a woman the Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi actually explains over here, why did she take a woman from the land of Egypt? Why didn't she take a woman for her son Yishmael from another country? Rashi tells us that Hagar was an Egyptian. Hagar was a Mitzris. In fact, we know we have a tradition that Hagar was a Shifcha of Paro. And Paro gave Hagar as a gift to Avraham in the aftermath of abducting Sarah Imenu. She came from Egypt. And therefore, when it came time to marry off her son, she went and she took a girl from her country, from where she came from where she was familiar with. Seemingly, Rashi gives it a mashal. He take a stick and you throw it up into the air. It comes down where it came from. Rashi means to say is that that's natural that a mother goes back to her roots, to a girl who she can relate to, to properly select what would be good for her son. So it's very interesting. Indeed, it was last week in Parshas Vayera, the first time we find such a concept of a person who, on his own, appears to be a bit helpless in finding a mate and has someone that does the hard work for him to investigate, select, decide, and present a Ziv Kogon. Hagar is the one who did this for Yishmael. We don't know what happened with Avraham. It doesn't tell us exactly what happened. Did Avraham make a decision who he married on his own? Was it Avraham's mother who decided who he should marry? Was it just a matter of family? Marry your relatives, and it was decided. There is much discussion about this back in Parshas Noach, where Yiscah is mentioned. But here it's very clear. It was Hagar, Vayikach la'ima isha le'eretz Mitzrayim. Let us now suggest that that is the Hakdama to Parshas Chayei Sarah. What would have been if Sarah was alive? Who would have been the one who would have made the decision as to who Yitzchak would marry? So there's a general question, why did Avraham send Eliezer? Why didn't Avraham himself go and select a wife for Yitzchak? Was it because Avraham was too old? It was too hard for him to make the journey? It doesn't seem so. It seems Avraham was able to make the journey to Aram Naharayim. He could have made an investigation. He could have been involved in making the decision. Avraham totally relinquished this decision to Eliezer. Why? Why wasn't Avraham involved? I don't know the answer. Difficult question. There are answers. People say that a person is, you know, too personal. You know, Gebedover comes to Shidduchim, you can't really know what's good for you. You have to leave it to someone else. There are all different types of answers to address this question. On a very simple level, when we take into consideration the fact that Hagar was the one who selected a child for Yishmael, and Hagar and Sarah were partners to a certain degree. Hagar was brought in as a wife to Avraham. Sarah herself took in Hagar, Ulai Yibone Hinena. She gave her over to Avraham as a wife in order to raise Yishmael as a child. It didn't work out. She saw that Yishmael was mitzachek. Things did not work out, but originally they were together. It was seemingly a plan. And we learned very clearly that it was Hagar who selected who would be the zivuk for her child, Yishmael. It would seem to imply that if Sarah would have been alive after the Akedah, it would have been Sarah who would have been the one who would select Zivuk for Yitzchak. Look, the fact, the reality is that in today's society, to a very, very significant degree, it is the mother who is much, much more involved in the Shidduchim of the children than the father. Not to say that that's always the case. And certainly there are many, many people who, on their own, select who their zivug will be. And it's perfectly fine. Yaakov Avinu, he selected his zivug without any assistance from others. Of course, but it's interesting how often we find a father being the one to select the zivug in the Torah. It would seem from Avraham's behavior, who took his hands off from this mission, and from the fact that right before Parshas Vayera, before it was Hagar, we put the pieces together, it would seem that it would have been the role in this particular case, whatever the reason may be, that Sarah would have been the one that would have been designated, would have taken upon herself the role of selecting the Shidduch for Yitzchak. And that's where the Parsha begins. This is another Nisayon of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyonos. There are many different interpretations as to what the 10 Nisyonos were. It's not so easy to count the 10 Nisyonos. If we want to count every single Nisyon, it would add up to a lot more than 10. We assume that the most difficult Nisyon, the climax, was the Akedah. But not all of the Rishonim learn that the last Nisyon was the Akedah. Some learn that the Petira of Sarah, was the last Nisyon. And if we extend that concept, the Petira of Sarah would mean here he has a child, Yitzchak. He got through the Akedah, and now it's time for Yitzchak to marry. And the person that is the perfect person to properly assess the needs of Yitzchak, who would be his partner to bring out his full potential, would be Sarah. Sarah, the mother of Yitzchak, she knows her child like none other. Sarah, being a woman, understands the role of a wife, and it would be her role to properly make that decision, help Yitzchak make that proper decision, who would be his zivuk to be marbe kavod shamayim. She has the perfect, perfect qualifications to do so. And by the fact that the Torah says that Hagar was the one who made that decision for Yishmael, Sarah would have been the ideal person. And now Avraham is presented with the most difficult nisayon of his life. The Akedah was a big nisayon, but who he should tell to marry, that's even a bigger nisayon. To make that decision of telling a person who they should marry carries enormous, enormous weight. I remember I was once with a friend, you know, there were different types of communities. The Litvish community and the Hasidim. Someone once from the Hasidic world told me that he's Mekane, the Litvish crowd. Let's first give some background. Some people in the Litvish world, they say that they're Mekane, the Hasidim, because the difficulty in finding Shidduchim and boy and the girls have to warn each other. By the Hasidim, very often it's prearranged. The boy and the girl really don't know very much. And in one way, it can be easier. You know, nothing is easy. Let's not kid ourselves. And we have to hope everything works out well. They grow together. On the other hand, this person, he said to me, how could I go and I tell my child who to marry? Do I really know what's going to be? By the literature world, the boy and girl, they have to make the decision on their own. Parents can set them up. Friends can set them up. Shadchanim can set them up. All different ways of boys and girls meeting. At the end of the day, the chosn and the kala have to make a decision for themselves. They have to decide. It's their responsibility. They carry the weight of that decision. In the world that I live in, it's my decision. I have to make that decision. That's very, very great weight, very great achrayis to carry upon, to carry on your shoulders. Okay, we're not over here. This is our discussion of different types of systems of shidduchim. Every system has its advantages and disadvantages, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for everyone. Let's not go there, but the point over here is that Avraham Avinu had a child, Yitzchak, which obviously from the context of the way the Torah presents it, was not the personality that would be like Yaakov Avinu, who would go travel on his own to Aram Naharayim and see Rivka and then greet her. The Pasuk says, Vayishak Yaakov L'Rochel. It says that he kissed her and he cried. And it says in the Pasuk that Yaakov he loved. I'm sorry, Rachel, Yaakov, so Rachel, Vayishak Yaakov, the Rachel, and then Yaakov Avinu, it says in the Pasuk that he loved Rachel, and he said to Lavan, he would work 7 years, for Rachel, Bitcha, Hakitana. Yaakov Avinu made decisions on his own. Yitzchak, from the context of the Torah, did not make that decision, was not the type of person that made that decision. Instead, it was made for him by someone. And the person that was supposed to make that decision, the person that was the ideal person to make that decision, was Sarah. And the parsha begins with only one topic, Shidduchim. And the parsha begins with the incredible difficulty that Avraham Avinu found himself in. The final Nisayon, according to some of the Rishonim, who learned that the Nisayon, the last Nisayon, was the Petira of Sarah. After the Akedah. And we're trying to explain, it wasn't just that Sarah Imenu passed away. It was that here, now, Yitzchak finally has achieved the moment where he will marry. And the person that will serve in helping him achieve that goal would be his mother. And the parasha begins, it's time for Yitzchak to get married. But Yitzchak's mother is no longer here. Who will then help find of Ziv Kogun. Who will help him make that decision? Who will be the person that can properly assess Yitzchak, his Koyches HaNefesh, and understand what it means to be an Eishes Chayil, and understand, be able to look into possible candidates? It will be Sarah. But unfortunately, there is no Sarah. And this begins the final and most difficult Nisayon of Avraham Avinu. And here, different than all of the other Nisayonis, where Avraham was told, Avraham, lech lecha, go, do this, do this. A person that was busy, was active. Take your, even the ninth Nisayon, or as we're trying to count the Nisayonis, take your son to the Akedah. Avraham's life was continuous ascent of do, do, do. Fight this battle. Fight that battle. Run here, run there. And now it comes time for Avraham to marry off his child. And he has to have the sign of let go. To acknowledge that I can't make this decision. Cannot allow my biases and my feelings to interfere with what is truly proper and correct for Yitzchak and what is proper in Hashem's eyes. And I have to let go. I have to give this over to Eliezer, not necessarily the ideal person who Eliezer is not sorry in Enu, not by any standard. But in this instance, I have no choice. And this Nisayon is a Nisayon of Avraham acknowledging that here I don't have Sarah to make this decision for me, to help this decide, and I need to pray to Hashem, and I need, in this case, to let go and not be active, but be passive, and allow and to watch Hashem bring about this salvation by himself. And Baruch Hashem, Avraham Avinu, he passed this Nisayon. He gave it over to Eliezer, and at the end of the parsha, Vayivyeha ha'oyela ha'oyela, he brought her into the ohel, ha'oyela. There are two hays. Hey at the end, which means le'ohel, it would just say, ohola, it would be le'ohel, but the fact is that there's another hay in the beginning, ha'oyela, it's to the tent, with the capital T, the tent of Sarah. When the Malach came and said to Avraham Avinu, Aye Sara Ishtecha, back in Parshat Vayera, he said, Hine v'oyel. She's in the tent. And here, at the end of this week's Parsha, Yitzchak goes into that tent. Vayavoha oyela. As if to say that the zivok that he married is the zivok that his mother would have selected. That's quite an accomplishment. If his mother was alive, it would have been easy. She would have went around the Harayim. She would have looked around. Vayikach Sara Isha me'eretz Aram Naharayim. Just like it says, Vayikach Isha for Yishmael from the land of Mitzrayim. But there's no Sara. And the Nisayon is very great. But the results were magnificent. Vayivyeho ha'oyhelo Sara Imo. Which we're interpreting to say is, he brought into the tent the girl, the wife, the zivug, that Sarah Imenu herself would have handpicked, as if she was alive. And very finally, we all merit, everyone listening certainly knows of people who need shidduchim, whether it's children, grandchildren, whether it's siblings, friends, whether it's oneself. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant every person siyata d'shmaya, in their prayers, in their acts of kindness, to be instrumental in opening up that channel, that special channel in heaven, that shefa of siyata d'shmaya, for every person to connect with their soulmate, to bring about joy, kol sosem, kol simcha, kol chosem, kol kala, kol metzales, chasanem, chupasam, udorim, nemishtei, neginasam, for the benefit of the chosem kala, for their families, for Klal Yisrael, and for the honor of Hashem. Thank you for listening. May everyone here have a wonderful evening and an even better week ahead with success and blessing. Good night to all.